Verse 23, fervent lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross. Again, vivid imagery. Here's someone who's got a vessel. He's got a pot, and it's all made of earth. It's just a cheap old clay pot. But someone overlays it with silver, so it looks like a beautiful, solid silver pot. In other words, it ain't what it appears to be. He says, in the same way, the person who has fervent lips, that is, lips that speak fervently of love and affection and devotion, but the heart is wicked, is just like that earthen pot overlaid with silver. What are you teaching your children there? You're teaching your children to speak the truth. To speak the truth. Not to be calculatingly, willfully deceptive. I faced an incident this week that was most grievous to me, where someone was absolutely confident that another party really loved and respected them. And I had to bring them out of their fool's paradise and say, no, 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 no. That person has slandered you times without number. Their mouth dropped open. They said, I'm shocked. What was the problem? Fervent lips were overlaying a wicked heart. We must guard and warn and admonish our children against duplicity. Sweet little smiles, nice little greetings, when underneath the heart is seething with bitterness and hatred and acrimony and ill will. We must teach them that is utterly unacceptable. Verse 24, he that hate dissembles with his lips, that is, deceives with his lips, but he lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, don't believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness shall be openly showed before the assembly. You teach your children that sooner or later, especially if they're in the presence of the people of God and in the house of God, God will uncover their sin. We have witnessed in this church this truth. People who sat among us with hearts seething with disaffection and ill will, and sooner or later, God pulled the rug off and showed them for what they were. Got to teach our kids that. And they must learn to recognize this. When he speaks fair, don't believe him. There are seven abominations in his heart. And though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness shall be openly showed before the assembly. And let me say, this may be a word to some of you sitting here. You're sitting here with a heart full of wickedness and wicked attitudes and wicked feelings toward anyone in this assembly, toward the people of God, toward the leadership, and you still smile, shake hands, everything nice. Sooner or later, God's going to pull the mask off you. God said it. He's going to do it. You can't outfox God, my friend. You better stop trying. Far better to come in, blow your cork, and tell us where you're really at so we can try to deal with the sin in us that's causing offense in you, and repent, or show you have no cause to be seething with anger and try to point out your sin. But if you're covering your evil heart with guile, sooner or later God's going to blow your cover. He said it. I believe it. This is one of my prayers. Not a major dimension, but it's a frequently repeated prayer. Lord, any among us who are covering hatred and deceit with guile, Lord, you said it would be openly showed before the assembly. Lord, unmask them. Unmask them. Unmask them. You feel uncomfortable if somebody's praying that way? Or are you saying, Lord, I'm glad they pray that way. I pray that way too. Huh? What's your response to that? Feel comfortable with that? Or you say, Lord, if you do that, maybe... The very fact you've got a doubt, maybe it's a good indication you've got some dealings with God long overdue.